Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. So it is August 17th, 2012, and the new moon in Leo. Let us begin. As those who have been listening to our words are quite aware, this is a very pivotal period in the history of the Earth, and particularly of the solar system that you are in. Not just Earth, but the whole solar system is in a pivotal place. And we say that because you think all the beings that live in this solar system live on Earth. We will tell you that isn't true. There are beings that live on other worlds as well in your solar system. But that is not what we came here to talk about. But we want you to understand that there is a bigger dynamic playing out than just America, just Europe, just the Mideast. It's beyond that. It's larger than that. And if you want to look for the signs, you want some kind of indicator, then we would suggest looking at your sun, because the sun is really the focal point of what is going on right now, and it is going through some big changes. Some of the changes are physical that you can see. Some of the changes are in your own knowledge of it. There are scientifics that have been watching the sun very closely, and they have their predictions, they have their idea of what they think the sun is and how it works, and now that they are getting the readings back, it is telling them that they are wrong. Now that they are getting back, our vehicle read one just yesterday where apparently the scientifics believe that the shape of the sun would be changed by all of the electrical and magnetic activities. But now they are finding out that it does not change, that these forces do not change the shape of the sun. And so their models of what is going on inside the sun are obviously wrong. Now, we have spoken about this already. They are very wrong. It is not a nuclear furnace, as they believe. It is more like a light bulb getting energy from somewhere else. And so there are forces that are driving the sun, but the sun is not creating those forces. In the solar system, you are noticing that all of the planets are seeing energies that are affecting their atmospheres, their temperatures, these sorts of things. And again, the scientifics are learning about the sun. And what they are learning is that their expectations, their beliefs are wrong. Now, not all the scientifics believe all of this. There's a small grouping that is on the right track and has been for a long time. But the majority out there who still cling to the Einstein model, which is totally false. And so it is very hard for that grouping that has clung so much to their mathematical modelings to incorporate into their thinking the sort of things that are going on around you. So they don't know what to make of it. The push that is going on right now for people to start to really connect, like Facebook. Facebook is an outcropping of a desire for people to come together. Anything in your technology that you are seeing like this is a reflection of what it is that people are ready for. Understand? And so, or are not even ready for, geared for or triggered for. Understand? So, here you are, it is now the new moon in Leo. Leo is telling you to find your true authentic self. Leo is telling you, move into who you are, not who they tell you you must be. Now, look at the elections. You have many people out there, we won't let you figure out who we are talking about, who are trying to tell you who you should be. Who you should be. You should be this. You should think this. You should have this kind of outlook. You should feel this certain way about things. There's now a big understanding or big reprisal of the work of Ayn Rand because of the new Republican vice president candidate, Ryan. Now Ryan was such a big Ayn Rand fan. And many of you do not even know who this woman is. Take a moment, look her up online. Go Wikipedia this woman and see what you can find out about someone who would tell you that you are not part of a collective, that you are an individual, that you are only to stand alone and fend for yourself and this sort of thing. And yes, you are an individual in that sense, but you are individuals that are part of a bigger collective. You are like the many threads of a tapestry. No single thread is more important or more valuable than any other thread in that tapestry. And if you don't all play your parts, then the tapestry cannot hold. Tapestry is not, and you are beginning to see this. You are beginning to realize that you have these threads of connections to each other. That you are intertwined in the things that you do and the things that you think and the things that you need. And if you were building a parachute from these threads, if we were to tell you that each of you is a thread and each of one of those threads is going to go into a parachute that you are going to jump out of an airplane with, would you really want to weaken any of the threads? Would you really want some of those threads to be poor people living in the ghettos? Would you really want any of those threads to be sick or malnourished, ignorant? Would you really want that kind of energy in the threads of the parachute you're jumping off the plane, out of the plane in? No! You would want every thread in that parachute to be the strongest thread it could be. And so how do you do that? By helping each other, by being there, by showing interest and concern and compassion for the weakest of you. And so those who would diminish the weakest of you, those who would push them further down, and you know who they are the old guard. They are the ones who aren't getting what's going on. Let us pick on the Republicans for a moment. Look at how really bad they are with the social medias. Look at how really bad they are with all of this new technologies. They act like they are from a Neanderthal time. It's very interesting, the Speaker of the House calling his constituency the knuckle-draggers. This is the man who is in charge of the majority in the House right now, and he's calling his people knuckle-draggers, Neanderthals, throwbacks to a previous time. Because that's what they are. And so they think that they can manipulate reality so that they get something and you get nothing, meaning you, all of the others that aren't them, and that this in some way will strengthen the economy and strengthen the social fabric of the planet. And it is silliness. You've got what's going on in Syria with this president who's killing his people. You've got what's going on in these Republican-led states where they are rolling back the liberties that women have come to expect in this country. Women now in Texas are fleeing to Mexico for abortions. How far away are you from the back alley coat hanger days? Many of you don't even know what we are talking about. Go grab a couple of old newspapers from the 50s. Go read about the girls found dead in the back alleys, bleeding to death. It's been so long since you've had those days. And these people want to return you to that. The energies of the time are telling men to move into their heart centers and women to move into their power centers. And they are very close. The women have been in their feeling centers for a long time, but they have not had the energy of it where it is powerful. And men have been in their brains. Men have been in their head for too long. They have not really got moved into their hearts at all. And this is what is changing. This is what is going on. These forces are gently moving the balance. And we say gently now, but it won't stay that way. Now, if you can feel your way through this time and gently move in the directions that you are feeling gently led, then you will be in a place later where maintaining your balance will be very easy. But if you are not, if you're fighting it, if you really, really, really are pushing against this and you feel right now a gentle shove and you are shoving back and say, no, I don't want this change. I don't want this movement into a more balanced place. Then when the big changes come, you're getting knocked off the playing board. You won't be able to hang on. Our vehicle channeled once when he was in Egypt. And the energies of the temple Luxor spoke to him about the need to move to the center, and that those who would not move to the center would be thrown and torn apart by the energies along the edge of the vortex, the nexus point you are moving into. And so you are seeing what they are doing now with the elections. The elections is a very good indicator. You've got one grouping attempting to grab as many of the people as it can. And they say this is divisionary, but it is not. Because in that grouping, they allow all. We are talking about the Democrats right now. They really want all in that grouping. They want all of the poor, all of the middle class, and they wouldn't mind all of the upper class joining them. Do they shun upper class people that show up and say, hey, we want to be part of your movement? No. But then you've got this other grouping, this far-leaning right grouping that is attempting to return to some status quo from the past. And they are becoming more and more and more exclusive. They are shedding more and more and more of their constituency. Why? Because they are becoming more and more and more entrenched and more and more restrictive and more and more exclusive. And how they can even attempt to paint themselves in a way that will be popular. But as you've seen, they don't really care anymore. They don't want to be popular, they just want to stop the other people from voting. They want their people to vote only. Interesting. All of these restrictive voting laws that are coming up now. But let us say this. You can watch the news, you can watch the television, or you can just let it go and know that whatever's playing on out there is the final episodes of a television show you are really sick and tired of watching. In other words, do you care that it's the last few episodes of Dancing with the Stars? No. Not if you're bored with the Dancing of the Stars show. And this is the Dancing of the Idiots show, and it is coming to an end. So you can watch every episode and say, oh, yes, it's almost over. But or you can just say, hey, that's a stupid show, and let it just end on its own. And take your focus and move it into the place you are going next. And what we mean by that is begin to ask yourself, what special gifts have I been given that are my contribution and my, there's a word for it, my desires, my interests in what we are doing next. Every one of you has an interest in where you are going. If you seek it out, you will find it. Are you interested in free energies? Are you interested in sustainable living? Are you interested in gardening? Are you interested in economics? Are you interested in technologies that would help with homes and such? And all of you, if you were to think about it, have an interest that is not just make monies and hoard. You have an altruistic interest, each one of you. And if you can start to focus on that, then you will discover others who have the same focus, and you will begin to see that starting to collect. Sort of like rainwater that gets collected and becomes a big bucket. Right now, each of you see yourselves as individual drops of water, and that is fine. But if you can maintain the fact that you are water, and that you are this, and that you are falling into a collective, then you will find it easier to move into that collective, get drawn to and attracted to those of like interests, and then begin to build from the synergy of multiple individuals coming together for a larger outcome. And then you will begin to really see that everyone that comes in brings something. Everyone that comes into that grouping has a little piece of the puzzle. And then watch out. Watch out. Because how quickly you're going to turn as a planet is going to really boggle you. You're going to all see this in some future day as a historic time of change. Historic time of change that you are in. And with that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure.